Authorities in the Ruweng administrative area accused Sudan People Liberation Army in opposition, or SPLAIO, forces of attacking and killing seven people more than a week ago. The SPLAIO spokesman said the forces acted in self-defense. Stephen Parr Kwol is the South Sudan National Minister of Peacebuilding. Kwol says the parties to the 2018 revitalized peace agreement are addressing potential drivers of violence ahead of the 2024 general elections in the country.
We are unifying the forces to remove those negative elements of political violence. We are also embarking on dialogue with our people to remove the guns from their hands. We have also passed so many bills from the Council of Ministers. The election law of South Sudan will also be enacted. It is that law that will regulate the process.
Minister Kwol says the transitional government of national unity is also reconciling communities across South Sudan to immunize cases of violence in some parts of the country.
It is time to do peace, not talking about it, and it is a collective responsibility. Peace cannot be made by the government alone. The people want to make their own peace, and we need to heal the wounds of the conflicts that have really engulfed our country before and since independence. It is time for dialogues. That is the message I want to send to everybody.
The spokesperson of the UN mission in South Sudan says the security situation across some parts of South Sudan remains fragile. Linda Tom says the UN mission has deployed peacekeepers in the Upper Nile state's capital, Malakal, to prevent ethnic-related violence amongst internally displaced persons seeking shelter at UN-run camp in the town.
The UN mission in South Sudan continues to be concerned by reports of intercommunal violence in some parts of the country. For example, the situation in and around Malakal remains volatile, and in response to recent claims of mobilization in Upper Nile, we have done is that we have deployed additional peacekeepers in order to strengthen security in and around the protection of civilian sites, but also in Malakal as a whole.
She called on the parties to the 2018 revitalized peace agreement to exercise restraints and do everything they can to support the peace deal. President Salva Kiir vowed last week not to return the country to conflict during his speech marking 12th independence of the country. For VOA News, I am Dengai Deng in Juba.